fascinating conversation was held with Dr. Eric Von Baer, who's the managing director and breeder for the Similis Baer Company. They're involved with breeding, a nursery operation, seed operation near Temuco in southern Chile. Had the chance to sit down with him after he visited with members of Class 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program. So tell me a little bit about your company. How did it start?
Well, the situation is very... my father is a plant breeder and PhD in plant breeding in Germany. And after the problem, the Second World, then he became a contact from Chile. And so our family is coming to the central part of Chile. Mm-hmm. And when finished the contract for my father, then exists the possibility to return to Germany, or he was a director for another experimental station in Uruguay, South America. But then came 8 farmers from South Chile, mm-hmm. and tell him, Mr. Von Baer, we wanted that you come to the South, we need seed. Yeah, and this is the beginning. Mm-hmm. So we rent a little piece of land, farm, and began very little. And this is growing with the time. And so this is a family. We work with them. And in the morning, you visit my brother's farm.
Right.
Okay, he is veterinarian, and I am plant breeder. Yeah. And this is the situation. And we think that in this moment, we was the only private company he made breeding in Chile, then the other only imported seeds or imported varieties, and we really made crosses and breeding, but traditional breeding. Yeah, and also the other is that we made a second generation for breeding material for the North Hemisphere. Right. Yeah.
So you have several varieties or types of crops that you're actually involved in. Tell me about those.
Well, we have the more important crop is wheat. Yeah, so we have normally alternative varieties. Then Chile is a very large, small country. So what we trade is material that we can sowing in the north part in wintertime, and the same variety we can sowing in the south in springtime. Yeah, then they are fixed with the photo period so that we can sowing in different times. And we can say that in this moment our variety measured by the Minister of Agriculture is the more important in Chile. The other varieties, it is possible to obtain the official institute here made breeding, but principal important for varieties and other companies imported varieties for different parts of the world. Yeah, and we have the competition with them, and we also have contract or contact with different industry. He wanted the special variety. So, for instance, in hard wheat, in durum wheat, we also work. In this case, we have a variety for France, but we have a contract with the people who produce special foods and durum, right. What is in English? And I don't remember the typical Italian type. And the other he wanted... normal bread with high content of gluten and low content, depend what they use. Yeah, so we have normally a good cycle from the breeding, and we trade that the breeding have a direct contact with the consumer. Yeah, this is what we have.
Now, you actually mentioned the fact that you've also been involved with some work with Clearfield wheat.
Yeah, Clearfield. This is our new varieties all are Clearfield. Then we learned that more and more the traditional not controlled principle, the gramínea, Yeah, Gramínea lolium multiflorum is in this moment a big problem. Yeah, and the traditional use of herbicide not control of them, but with them, with these new varieties, it is not problem to control it. Very good ryegrass, principal ryegrass. Right. Yeah.
Now, in Oklahoma, where this group is from, we have hard red winter wheat. Is this a comparable? You have a hard wheat, hard winter wheat?
Yes, this is one part of the hard wheat. Is normally have better prices. But in this moment, the price is not so different. So normally the high-quality wheats have not the best yields. Yeah, and for me, it is when only exists 5% of difference of price, then prefer to produce a soft wheat. Yeah, they are higher in yield. But when you have a difference for more than 10%, it's better to produce hard winter or spring wheat.
Right.
Yeah, and so this is a problem of the market. Yeah, and the market made a decision. But what we made is that we control it. We made contact with the industry and asked them, what you want? You wanted a soft, you wanted this, and so on. Then they say, okay, this farmer have this variety. You have the quality of this or the other.
Another variety or another seed type that you're working with is Lupi?
Lupins. In the breeding program, the more important is wheat, and the second is lupins. Okay. Yeah. Then in different countries, you produce wheat. Normally, exists a program of wheat, and wheat is a big business and so on. It's difficult, the competition. But in lupins, not exists, I think, in the world, 8 breeders in lupins or 5, I don't know. I was the president of the International Lupin Association. We have normally all the 3 years we have an international meeting. Yeah, and this is very exciting, but normally the university produce very much papers, but not produce products. Yeah, and we try to destroy this negative cycle and produce a positive cycle. So, for instance, from this moment, Chile exported lupins to other countries, and we have experience with different university and in Canada and South Africa, Uruguay, and Europe. Yeah? And we have the dream that in the future also our variety, the reality that's in South Africa, he produced lupins for our varieties. Yeah.
And this is a very versatile crop, isn't it?
Yes, but we need to make a combination. Yeah, and the first was that we really have existed demand. This is what we need. We need demand. Yeah, when you have not demand, you can say this is fantastic. You cannot have chance. You have no chance. The first is to have the demand, and then the next was that you have a sufficient production. Yeah, for instance, 2 years ago I was in Germany. And I go to a big factory producing for feeding animals, okay? But then he say, well, when you bring me 2,000 tons, I can buy this. But when you not produce 2,000 tons, I cannot buy it. This is impossible that I changed the mixture, yeah, for the feeding. Yeah. And so, and this is the part that is very difficult. Yeah, came from a very small crop to the production. And this is the reason that we have, not that we think, oh, we are fantastic. No, we have the lupins, but we have not demand when we created the demand. In this moment, part of our work is created demand for our products. Right. And then we get it to the market, not before.
Okay. So finally, You're obviously producing a standard breeding program. You have the standard breeding program. Is that going to remain viable? I know there's a lot of move in many farmers around the world toward a GMO or more of a genetically type of modified things. Which type of seed is going to win out, or do we need both?
Yeah, no. The situation in Chile is a very crazy country. Then we produce, exists the permit, official permit, that we can produce transgenic canola from states or from Canada. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we have very strictly control of them. Then in Chile, you cannot produce transgenic foods.
Right.
Yeah. This is a mixture for the system in the States and the system that exists in Europe. Mm-hmm. So it is our breeding is without transgenic. Mm-hmm. I think that transgenic, when it is controlled by the government, is a very, very interesting possibility. But it is the traditional breeding, yeah. The transgenic is a complement. It's a complement to the traditional breeding. Okay. But you cannot say, now we have transgenic, we not need the traditional breeding. This is a complement, not more than this. Right. For us, made transgenic is, for Chile, is not legal.
Right.
The first, and it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. We are a family company. We are small. We have not a big lab, big possibility to buy this. Yeah, this is we also work with university for this and the other. Okay, but this is to produce transgenic, obtain the return of this investment. Well, this exists Monsanto or Pioneer or different big companies can do it that, but for little it's impossible.
Have you worked at all with the double haploid and some of those types of things?
Yes, this exists, possibly double haploids, and exist. We have also access to markers and so. But all this depends so much for what you want. When you have one quality, or resistance to a disease, it exists a possibility with the markers. But when you come to complex situation with depending of the special climate, the special condition, I see so much I become material with marker and then you put them in the soil and nothing. Yeah. So we have to make. So it is not possible that only with marker you can do it. I think it's not possible. Yeah. Then normally, this depend not only from one depend from one or two genes. You can make a determination, and I'm sure this is a orientation, but no more than this. This is what I think. But the people, he made this, he say, this is a solution of all the breeding.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Eric Von Baer, Managing Director and Breeder for the Similis Baer Company, located in Temuco, Chile. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.